Niche or niche? Finding yours. Does it really matter? July brings with it a sobering thought. Half the year's gone. I often joke that I'm still trying to figure out where 1992 went, because I can't remember being in that year or what I did with it. But I won't bore you with my missives about selective amnesia. July really brings with it the usual panic. OMG, the year is half over, but I haven't nearly worked through half my list of things to do this year. I was talking to my wife about this recently. She convinced me that I'm working hard, but not working smart. As usual, she's right. I've spent a good bit of my time engaging in the classic blunder of handling what's urgent and not what's important. For those of you who might not be familiar with this tenet, read anything by the late, great Stephen R. Covey, including his Time Management Matrix and The Four Quadrants, especially The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, available on Amazon.com. People have written tomes on effective use of time, principle-centered thinking, optimizing your talents, goal setting, etc., so much so that there's a muddy miasma of vectors pulling every which way. What's one to do? Who do you believe? I have my own rules of thumb about how to conduct life and business. These lofty goals are roughly stated in the following list. Play to your strengths. Listen to those who you know. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Know your limits. Work your niche. Wait, what? I haven't seen that one in any of the popular self-help books. Yeah, I know. I just made it up, or at least I think I did. Maybe a book's already been written about it. By working your niche, I don't mean limit yourself. I mean, be realistic. What's your bread and butter? What's your moneymaker that doesn't feel much like work at all? Is it something that can sustain your VO business while you're off at FAFCON and chasing auditions on Voice 123? Working your niche means knowing your specialty as well as the top 1% of the field and substantiates you as an expert. Working your niche establishes you as the thought leader, an influencer, a pace setter, and makes you comfortable mentoring and coaching others in your specialty. But above all, working your niche shows you've mastered the art of turning your specialty into a steady income stream. I like being a Renaissance man. As a news guy, it gives me context on a broad range of topics. I'm expected to understand when virtually any story pops up. But Renaissance man only waters down my strengths in voice acting. I'd love to be able to master all the genres, from animation and video games to e-learning, audiobooks, and network promos, but is it realistic? One of them can be a niche. Two are possible, certainly. Three or more, and I begin to spread myself too thin, maybe? Oh, and by the way, I say niche and not niche. LOL.